Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And one final segment here with our guests from the K-State Military and Veterans Affairs, Lieutenant Colonel Retired Art DeGrode, who is the director, and Mark Clausen, Executive Director of the USO Kansas Program and Center at Fort Riley. Mark, as far as the USO program itself, how has that, grown here in the state of Kansas and here at Fort Riley specifically?
Well, the physical presence of USO in Kansas was set up at Fort Riley back in 2010, and that was actually through a lot of work with Art and current KSU President General Myers. They helped actually get that physical presence established out there on base. And then I came on board in January of 2019, and they kind of wanted me to focus on expanding our presence amongst the state. So we'd done outreach in that whole time, but they wanted to increase that. They wanted to increase awareness about USO within the state. And in part of that is we wanted to reestablish a board of advisors, which Art is actually our chair. And we have board members that are we have them from from Manhattan, from Junction, from Wichita. We're courting some people from Kansas City, Topeka area, and Salina area. We want a broad overview of people that can help us make an impact by bringing awareness of what we do and how much we do for our service members and their families. And I'm really excited about those opportunities. We're hopeful that we will have a physical presence at McConnell either late this year or early next year. It was in the works to happen prior to this COVID stuff. So now it's just a matter of timing and making things happen that way. But we're always looking for support. Like I said, we're a nonprofit, and there's lots of ways of supporting. It's not just financial, although we do appreciate that as well. We always look for volunteers. We need volunteers to help us enact our programs, to help us run our center. When we have activities off-site of the center, we utilize a lot of service members, a lot of volunteers to help us set up and do those programs. We're hopeful that this upcoming summer we will be bringing in some national entertainment. When you do that, the program gets a lot bigger, therefore you need more help. And you can find out a lot more about what we do at our website, and that's www.kansas.uso.org. We post our activities, our programs. We post our needs, so that's a great source.
Mm-hmm. I would also offer that part of the board, that if anyone out there wants to make a personal financial contribution or a business contribution, there's many options with USO. Again, it's the most mature, respected military service organization in the country. It's enacted by Congress. It's 80 years old. It's the most credible thing I've ever been a part of. That's why I'm a part of it. But we are actively raising funds to grow this. What's interesting about USO is there's a thing, I had to learn this when I got trained up, is there's a social science about how many instances of support or entertainment or comfort or connections. And there's actually a formula. And I think Mark's mission is to have 160,000 instances. What are they called?
Total service instances.
Service instances. And that could be the soldier comes in and gets a hot dog. It could be they spent 20 minutes doing some email over there, playing a video game or shooting a game of pool, watching a movie. So there's a measurable component, and that costs money to have 160,000 moments, special moments for each person that you're serving. In that place. So there's a science to it. It's not just throw money at it and it's there and it's not used. I mean, it actually translates into a very tangible, positive experience that actually makes someone's day better, particularly for service members. So please contact me, anyone who wants to make a financial contribution. And then Mark can help with all the other things. If you want to donate food items and things like that, that the service members can have, or people want to volunteer and serve dinners and things. So Mark can handle that stuff, but I can help with the financial support.
Okay. Where's your physical office located at?
It's at 6918 Trooper Drive out there on Fort Riley. And, like Art was talking about the gift in kind things, One of our bigger programs is single soldier homecoming kits. Now, this year, we've done pretty well because we really hit it hard last year. But we've added to that, we're going to be doing some single soldier holiday bags. You know, there's a lot of guys that come here for the first time. They're here for 2 or 3 weeks and they get deployed overseas. They come back, you know, they're 20, 21, 22 years old, and they don't have a spouse. They don't have a girlfriend yet because they've been here so short a time, and there's no one to welcome them back. And we put together small bags of snacks, items to, you know, maybe it's a Sudoku game or something. I mean, just something to entertain them for a brief period of time. May have some just small type gifts, you know, whether it's a beanie or a power charger. I mean, something just to make them feel a little bit more appreciated. And we always look for resources to help make those bags better. We look for people to help us put them in. 2 years ago, we did over 7,000 bags. And it takes a lot of manpower to put 10, 20, 30 items in a bag. So we're always looking for help that way.
Service members are, it's a selfless profession, and they don't ask for much, and it's really profound. You know, I served in uniform for 23 years, and a little snack from a stranger is a big deal when you're not focused on yourself. And so these sound like, you know, snacks and things. How important is that? For a service member, it means a lot. It's a loaded thing. It's beyond the snack. It means someone cares, and they know someone had to get that item. Someone brought it to there. Someone there gave it to them. It shows that they're important and that someone cares for them because they're selfless and they're not thinking about taking care of themselves. They're worried about taking care of us and doing their job. So these things really have a profound impact.
We've got just about a minute here left. I was just going to see if you have any final thoughts here.
Yeah, and I'm a Jersey guy, so I can talk fast. For those going to the West Virginia football game on November 13th, we're going to have a special presentation. I made connections with a former K-State football player, and he went on to Special Forces and earned a Silver Star in Afghanistan. He's now a sergeant major, and we're going to be presenting him with a distinguished medal on the field at that game. We also made a major partnership between the USO and K-State baseball, so there's going to be in the spring, there's going to be a lot of USO military-centric things with K-State baseball program. And then on December 9th, we have our 92nd Political, Diplomatic, and Military Lecture Series. We're hosting former National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, who will be talking about his new book, Battlegrounds. And so we're sending out invitations now for a lecture series with General H.R. McMaster, who's going to be a profound insight into what's going on in the world militarily.
All right. A lot of good information today. Art DeGroat, Mark Clausen, our guests here. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.